USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Joe Biden last week was holding some top-level meetings with lawmakers at the White House trying to get his priorities passed. Tuesday saw him in a Detroit suburb. Speaking in Michigan, Biden said the U.S. has not put enough emphasis on its own investments and its own economy, and he said the country is at that inflection point he's been referring to, and he cited China as the primary competitor in the marketplace.
In recent years, China has spent around three times as much on infrastructure as a share of their economy than we have.
The company that runs the underwater pipeline that caused the massive oil spill off Southern California believes it may have been struck by something. The Unified Command that includes the Coast Guard says divers did find a big section of that pipeline moved out of place, so they're looking into whether a vessel may have struck it. And this is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Several senators, including Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal, calling on Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to show up to testify to Congress soon, as Blumenthal made the comment on Tuesday as a company whistleblower was under those hearing room lights under oath before the committee and accusing the leader of Facebook of, quote, going sailing instead of taking responsibility. Nearly one in three U.S. adults say they may support getting rid or of limiting the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court. It's according to a new survey conducted by the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania, finding 34% of Americans polled would consider abolishing the nation's highest court if it started issuing rulings that most Americans disagreed with. Wall Street rebounding with tech stocks bouncing back today. NASDAQ gained 178 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Rising ocean temperatures are leading to a loss of coral reefs around the world. That's according to the latest research from NOAA. The agency's report finding a 14% loss of global corals between 2009 and 2018. The Global Coral Reef Monitoring Network noting that despite coral reefs only covering a small fraction of the sea floor, they're responsible for supporting about a quarter of all marine species. Out of the folder marked, this story almost writes itself. William Shatner is headed into space at age 90. The actor will be aboard Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket when it lifts off on the 12th of October.
I'm going to see the vastness of space and the extraordinary miracle of our Earth and how fragile it is.
It'll be the New Shepard's second trip to space after founder Jeff Bezos and some others made that journey in July. Shatner will become the oldest person to fly into space at 90, breaking a record set by aerospace pioneer Wally Funk on the Blue Origin's first flight. At that time, Funk was 82. And today, Wendy's and Kellogg's have announced a partnership that will lead to the release of Wendy's Frosty Chocolatey Cereal hitting shelves this December. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.